Lesson 5, Three Keys for Success in Anything, Part 3. In the last two lessons, we've been looking at the second Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, where the sage of the Great Assembly, Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon the Righteous, gave his famous formulation of the three things upon which the world stands. Al HaTorah, on Torah, or learning, Ve'al HaAvodah, on spiritual practice, Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim, and on acts of kindness. In those lessons, we looked at the first two, Torah, or learning, and Avodah, or spiritual practice. Now, let's look at the third one, Gemilut Chasadim. Gemilut Chasadim are acts of chesed, meaning acts of loving kindness. To do acts of chesed is to be chesedic, that is, chasidic. You may know that chesed, loving kindness, plays a central role in the Kabbalistic glyph called the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is a symbol of 10 spheres called spherot. Each of the 7 lower spherot represent a divine quality, or midah. Each of these qualities, or midot, are modes of expression that consciousness may take in any given circumstance. For example, when you receive a gift from someone, an appropriate expression might be hod, which corresponds to the midah of gratitude and humility. Or, if you're experiencing a number of distractions and you might get derailed from whatever you're trying to accomplish, an appropriate expression might be netzach, which corresponds to the midah of persistence. Of all the qualities, however, chesed is different, and that in order for all the others to be complete, they need to be rooted in chesed. To understand this, let's look again at the examples just mentioned. If you express gratitude and humility when you receive a gift from someone, the point of expressing those qualities is to express kindness, or chesed, to the one who gave you the gift. If you lose connection with hod being rooted in chesed, then the gratitude is just a tactic, a way to give a good impression. Or if you express netzach, persistence, to stay on track and not get distracted, that too is an expression of chesed if the activity you're trying to stay on track with is one that will benefit others. If you lose connection with netzach being rooted in chesed, then being persistent might be to fulfill some neurotic urge of the ego to achieve and feel validated, or something similar. Chesed, then, is not just a quality among qualities, but is really the root of all the qualities. For this reason, understanding how to express chesed in your life is not necessarily obvious and may take some contemplation, because everyone has different personalities and circumstances. For example, let's say your job is to be a teacher or a parent. You already give a lot to your students and children, so expressing chesed is not a matter of giving more. But maybe you're too forceful or too critical in the way that you give. Maybe your work with chesed will involve turning that part down a bit, so that your chesed is more about not doing something than about doing something. Or, in a similar example, let's say you give a lot to others in very chesedic ways, but you don't take care of yourself. This makes those who you love fear for your health. In this case, taking better care of yourself is actually an expression of loving kindness to others. There are many more examples we could give, but the bottom line is, you have to look at your root motivation. What is it that's moving you to do what you do? And then reorient yourself toward chesed from that place. Another word for this is right intention. Right intention is a deep, underlying, benevolent, or chasidic intention behind whatever you're doing. Here's an exercise. Be aware of your underlying motive throughout the day, in all of your different situations. Ask yourself, what's my intention here? Am I expressing that intention? Does anything need to shift in my thinking, or attitude, or action in order to come back into alignment with right intention, with a kavanah of chesed. Another great way to awaken chesed within yourself anytime is simply by stating it regularly as your intention, something like this: may my actions be an expression of love and benefit to all. Try saying this and see how it resonates with you. May my actions be an expression of love and benefit to all. A wonderful expression for this is from the opening lines of Psalm 15, which goes like this: O Hashem, who can dwell in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy mountain? One who walks in wholesome sincerity, who does what is generous and good, who speaks truth from the heart, who has no slander on the tongue, who does no evil to others. In our meditation, let's take a piece of this to chant. One who walks in wholesome sincerity, who does what is generous and good. In Hebrew, this is just four words. Holech tamim, literally, walks perfect, or walks sincere, or walks wholesome. Ufoel tzedek, literally, and acts justly, or acts generously, or acts righteously. Holech tamim ufoel tzedek. So come into a comfortable but alert position, relaxing your arms, your legs, letting your eyes be closed or unfocused, preferably with your spine straight, not slouching or leaning, either sitting or standing or lying down on your back. And feeling your breathing, take a few nice deep breaths, relaxing any excess muscle tension. And bringing your hand to your heart, letting your awareness come down into your heart center, and say, may my actions be an expression of love and benefit to all. And keeping your hand on your heart, let's chant. Holech tamim ufoel tzedek. Holech tamim ufoel tzedek. Holech tamim ufoel tzedek. Holech tamim ufoel tzedek. And keeping the chant going inwardly, letting the words move in your mind. Holech tamim, walks in perfection, walks in wholesomeness. Ufoel tzedek, and does generosity and does righteousness. If the words slow down in your mind, or speed up, or change, or some of them repeat, that's fine too. You can let the words do whatever they want to do. But just remembering to bring your mind back to those words, back to the present, back to breathing, gently, again and again, as we be together in silence for a few minutes, and then I'll bring you out with piano music. And take a nice deep breath, gently moving and stretching. And as you come back into the activity of your life, remembering this kavanah, this intention to practice awakening chesed within yourself, and looking deeply at your kavanah, your intention, moment to moment, so as to actualize the highest intention of chesed that lies within. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidei Hon, Val Tamidei Tamidei Hon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al kol man diaskin boraita, di ve'atra, hadein ve'di v'chol atar ve'atar. And upon those who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else, Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba chine vechizda, v'rachamin v'chayin arechin, u'mezone reviche, or for kanemin kadam avuhon divishamaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru. Amen.